So what did you want to be when you grew up? And then what are you now that you are grown up?
Grown up.
It's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. So this has gone kind of viral on Instagram because these kids were asked what they want to be when they grow up. And they just had just the absolutely most amazing answers.
Jolene, what would you like to be when you grow up?
Spice Girls.
Jaden wants to be a gas station worker.
I want to be pregnant.
Tyler would like to be a skeleton.
A Waffle House worker.
Oh my God.
A witch.
She said she wants to be a witch. So there was one there that wanted to be pregnant when she grew up.
Oh, well, that's a lot of people's dreams. A lot of people dream of being a mom.
There's one that said that they wanted to be a skeleton. And spoiler, one day you might be.
One day you will be,
well,
I fear.
Unless you get cremated.
Oh.
Always an option.
Oh, right.
And a significantly cheaper option. You don't have to buy any underground real estate.
That is true. That's what we did with my auntie.
Cremated her?
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Everyone was like, it's what she would have wanted.
You know what?
Just looking around the room like, right, we all agree.
Some people really do. My mom wants to be cremated.
I love that.
I want a big dramatic funeral, and I want to be a skeleton like this kid.
And you want to be a fly on the wall at that funeral, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I want to see who's really crying and who's faking it. 877-591-9696. What did you want to be when you grew up, and then what are you now? We'll start with Tiana in Maywood. What did you want to be when you grew up?
Growing up as a kid, I grew up with a lot of boys in the family, so I was always forced to play baseball, basketball, whatever. And I convinced myself as a kid I would be the first girl in the MLB.
Oh,
that was my goal.
I love that.
So how far did we get on that goal, Tiana?
I got to like eighth grade, and then the park I used to play at, girls aged out, so I couldn't keep going. And I was okay with that because the boys were rough and my brothers didn't play and, you know, it's okay.
Okay.
Can we get some girls in the MLB, please? And for the Cubs, we need I don't know, feminine touch or something for these Cubbies who are going through a record-breaking
lost streak
right now.
See, Tiana, you could be what the Cubs need.
Yeah.
I could.
How's that arm doing?
I'll bring out the cleats.
Yeah, bring out the cleats. Bring out that bat.
Whatever you can. But what do you do now then if you wanted to be the first MLB worker?
Yes.
Boy, so what are you doing now?
And now I work for the schools as a social worker.
Oh, I like that.
See, you're still doing something super amazing.
Yeah, good for you.
Still helping.
All right, well, thank you very much for sharing and have a great day, okay?
You too.
Again, 877-591-9696. We want to know, what did you want to be as a kid? And then what do you do now that you're grown up? Like, I very much wanted to be, I had two career choices as a child. I wanted to be either an ice cream man, hero, or a fireman.
Hero. Also hero.
Yeah, so okay. I wanted to be a hero of some sort.
And instead? You're a radio show host.
Yeah, not a hero by any means, but play music.
Some people would say that you save their mornings.
You know what? Yeah, maybe.
You could still be a hero here.
Gloria and Evanston, part of the Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia. What did you want to be when you grew up, and then what do you do now?
So I had a lot of things when I was a kid that I wanted to be. It was either lawyer, doctor, but when I got to high school, I told myself I want to be a paramedic.
Hi.
But now I'm an Instacart delivery driver and a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, I love that.
Look at that.
That is plenty to keep you busy, huh?
Yes. I'm the paramedic to them. So if anything happens, I got to get in the car and rush them to the hospital because the hospital is like a 5-minute drive from us.
Yeah. And then look at you knowing exactly where it is.
For a fireman to get out here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I always feel like stay-at-home moms don't get enough credit because you are their paramedic and their teacher and also their personal chef.
Yeah.
And also their, like, stylist. And
entertainer.
Yes, you are everything.
Nobody
tells
you about that part of being a parent is like, okay, now entertain this child.
Perform.
For 12 hours a day. Yeah. And arguably, as an Instacart driver, a hero.
Yes.
Because you're getting people the things they need. Thank you very much for that, Gloria.
No problem. A few years later.
We'll see you on the live. We're streaming live, by the way, on Instagram at B96 Chicago if you want to join in on the conversation. And feel free to call 877-591-9696. What did you want to be when you grew up? And then what are you now? I want to find out from Carla coming up next. What was it that you wanted to be as a kid?
Honestly, I think what I wanted to be was really cool. This job is cool, but what I wanted to be
was cooler.
Was cooler.
Let's find out what that was coming up next. B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings asking, what did you want to be as a kid, and then what are you now? 877-591-9696. We're going to go to somebody who technically is still a kid. Danny, Riverside. So what is it that you want to be?
This message has been transcribed.
Mm-hmm.
One moment while I notify the caller.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Danny?
Danny, you called us.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Oh, well.
All right.
Okay.
Well, that's...
Not sure what's going on there. There's Danny.
Danny, are you there?
Yeah.
Your phone did a weird thing.
I want to be an entrepreneur when I grow up.
What does that mean?
I would like to start my own company one day.
Oh, okay. You want to start
a business. And kind of be my own boss.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm still in high school now.
So you're still in the stage of, like, anything is possible in your life.
Yeah, I'm only a junior in high school now, but yeah.
And by the way, it absolutely is, you know, possible. I remember, you know, I wanted to be on the radio, and my friends were like, then you should try. And I said, no, that's crazy. That's like saying I want to be a movie star, an astronaut. It seems impossible, but you could do that, too, if you want it.
Yeah, totally.
So beyond just owning a business, is there like a type of business, something that you have an interest in?
Yeah, I think a software business would be really cool.
Okay.
I'd love to start one of those.
I want to be an astronaut.
That's
kind of
like what I
want to
do.
Ah, okay, cool. All right, well, thanks very much for that, Danny, and have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you very much.
Okay. You can be whatever you want to be, Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, but I would hone in on something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, he wants to be a software.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Then it's all the money.
I worry when people say entrepreneur. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it's just like you want to be your own boss. And if I was my own boss, I'd give myself every day off.
Yeah.
And then I'd have no money.
Yeah.
So, but.
What about you, Carla? All right. So what I'm very curious what in all the conversations that we've had, I don't know that I know what you wanted to be as a kid.
Ah, okay. So. When I was a kid, I wanted to work for the FBI as a forensic scientist and criminal investigator.
Yeah, I could see that.
I did. I wanted that so bad because I used to have a video game called Woman's Murder Mystery where you would solve mysteries. And so when I applied to college, I applied to a bunch of like forensic chemistry programs. And so that's actually what I was studying for like my whole first semester.
I can 1,000% see that.
Can you?
There's an alternate universe where you are an FBI agent.
How cool is that? But then as like college kept going and then things got a little bit harder and then things happened where I was like, the FBI is never going to hire me now. And so...
What was that?
I like to have fun.
Okay. All right. A mystery.
Not me being the one being investigated. so we switched career paths.
Okay.
And now I'm a radio show host.
And now you're sitting across from me at B96 in Chicago. That's wild. 877-591-9696. We'll grab one more. Aubrey and Lyle, what did you want to be when you grew up? And then what are you now? Oh, sorry.
Be a backup dancer?
You wanted to be a backup dancer for somebody specific?
Yeah, Beyonce or Britney Spears.
Yes.
All right.
Arguably the two best bees.
Yes, I want it because they were doing world tours. Like, I want to travel the world and dance my butt off.
Beyonce and
like,
Britney.
I loved it. I was like, get paid for that.
So yes. Were you a dancer growing up?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you good?
Just competitive. And then, I was a part of my crew was a part of like MTV's Made, and they got on to like the, So You Think You Could Dance.
Wow.
So I was a part of like a really good group. I got to meet Oprah. I got to dance a part of her book.
Wow.
Dreams basically came true.
Yeah. So your dream did come true. And then you segued away from dancing. And what do you do now?
Mm-hmm. I'm a financial advisor.
Oh, see, you know what, though? Money.
Yeah.
Everyone needs personal finance, and I help a lot of my, like, elderly clients, and it makes me so happy. Me and widows are, like, so tight.
You're like, I get this is a rough moment, but I can help you.
Yeah. But sometimes those widows got some money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Well, you know what? Thank you for sharing that with us. And we appreciate your call. Have a great day, Aubrey.
Thank you.
Never stop dancing.
So we are in the situation where we had been reading somebody's diary for the last several months, and we are like, now what do we do every day at 7:30? We've been diving into somebody else's business. So we have done this a couple of times. We call it the truth jar, and we dive into our own business, and we have questions in a jar, and we have to pull out a question, and then me, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing all have to answer that question. Well, since we've been sort of, you know, into Diary Girl's business for so long, we have based questions on the diary.
Yes, on her life, so that we can spill the same kind of tea, and that way we feel like it's even.
Like, and maybe to some degree, like it's not over. So Diary Girl related questions in the truth jar, we all have to answer honestly. Let's see how that goes.
I'm scared.
Coming up next, it's Moe and Carla Mornings, commercial free on B96.